Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show for a Tuesday. As a good chunk of the country, especially where Rob Land is covered in a blanket of fresh white snow.
I was out this morning and I watched a neighbor literally slip sliding down my 80-foot street, and it was a great pleasure to see that happen. We didn't get hit as hard as Maryland, oddly. In Leesburg, by my measure, like 6.5 or 7 inches total. But you know what was the
epicenter? Shut down our town, right?
Yeah. But you know what the epicenter of the storm was, Mike? I think you still have a house there. Is Leonardtown, Maryland.
Oh, Leonardtown, yeah. I have a hunting lodge there where we hunt pigeons with buckshot.
Yeah, they got
not
like
much left. They're not really good eating after you get them with a 12 gauge.
Well, you've overbred them, and that's irresponsible.
But that,
Mike.
Yeah, but that can be fun because some of them are extremely large. Some of them, the pigeons get to be as large as a medium sized eagle.
No kidding. You just see them right up there in the air.
I like it when there's no waiting for the stupid on this show.
But, yeah, I think Leonardtown did very, very well, and the pigeons are safe. So
I have a buddy that lives around that area. My buddy Oli, I think, has a place up in the Maryland area. So very, very nice.
No snow in Florida, as Josh showed us yesterday on his video that he made.
In St. Augustine. But yeah. I'm sure Josh is experiencing more of it than I am. We have quite the I can't say this to anybody that's in the Northeast or the Mid-Atlantic or the Midwest that's getting snow because they'll go F you. But I'm like, it was 52 degrees down here. No, it's chilly, you know. It's very chilly.
It was 40 degrees this morning as I dropped kids off at school.
La la la. La 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 la.
It was fun to watch all the school people bundled up in hats and mittens and big jackets for 40 degrees.
Yeah, like it's a thing.
And, right.
But
19 degrees
fun.
In Leesburg right now, but don't fret because it feels like 12.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It is cold. Right. It is
so
cold.
So, yeah, it's. I love when we talk about, we only talk about the weather once in a while. It's, it's something that people deal with, and the Arctic blast is here and reaching down. And I believe the forecasters are saying the entire month of January is going to be filled with icy weather.
This just in with temperatures not approaching freezing, we're going to have melt and refreeze overnight. So look for frozen roads all week, and the aggressive American model says more snow on Saturday. So stay tuned.
So did you enjoy it, though, with the, with now, you haven't had many of these where you've been working from home. So, I mean,
it's
you can just
great.
Kind of enjoy your situation.
It really was, at risk of being labeled, as you sometimes do, America's greatest wife, it was a very pretty snow. It was really fluffy and nice. And there's something nice about going out and seeing undisturbed neighborhoods of snow. I like it. I do.
And it's the silence is what I like. I like the way it deadens the sound when you're out there. But I have to also say with my daughter, who sent me pictures, and with all the pictures that I've seen from people up in that area, not one fiber of my being has any regrets. Oh, that looks like a sugar bomb that you were just sucking.
Mike,
on
this
there.
Is a Fanta, everyone's favorite Nazi soda, and it's in the orange flavor.
It's German, right?
Mike, yes, there was a Fiesta pack at Costco that had.
Did you get excited when you saw it?
More than you know. It was a Fiesta pack.
As you said, you have to take the wins where you can get them, right?
It was 12 real sugar Mexican Coca-Colas, 6 real sugar Mexican Sprites in the classic green bottle, and 6 Fanta, or some people say Fanta, in orange. And remember, Fanta was developed by the Coca-Cola company when they split off from the Germans in the late 30s, and the Germans had to make their own soda, and the original Fanta was made of things like ground-up apple peel.
Really?
Yeah, it's a nasty Nazi soda.
See, Josh, his brain has things like that in it. It's nothing that can do us any good, but it's in there.
Hey, no, that just filled 14 seconds right there.
And I am jealous of what brings joy.
Yes.
I'd like to be in that part of Rob's life.
Yes.
Where a case of soda brings me joy for a week.
It is weird. It's weird. My mind must be a horrifying place.
I was. I had joy yesterday. I was in a good mood for 30-40% of the day, which I think is a win.
In a row?
Right up until the time that everyone in Fort Myers decided to go back to work and get on the highway at the exact same time. You know, I have.
Is it like the old air raid sirens we used to hear? The siren and everyone goes back to work.
I was at Happy Valley,
mm-hmm.
and another person who lives off campus, like me, mm-hmm. said that his wife had called and said, "Don't bother coming home yet," because of the incident on one of the highways and byways. I have three options, as many people do when they're living in a high traffic area.
Mrs. Spiewak with another day off from work.
She doesn't have another. Did she just find out, or what?
No? Loudoun County closed. They were very ahead of the game. They closed at about 3 yesterday for today.
So and, you just what? Did she walk by or something?
She did, because she was when she's up. Linus has to go out. Linus won't get up with me, but she just pranced through because after 2 weeks off of school, what does she need but 2 more snow days?
Well, does that bother you that she's not? I mean,
she could be a little less happy about it.
But it's great. It's one of the deals where you work in the school system. Up north, you get those benefits, and the D.C. area is the wimpiest area in the world.
Oh, take it back. Loudoun County is the wimpiest.
If you've got 6.5 inches of snow in Buffalo, you're going to work.
Oh, I know. Well, if you're 6.5 inches of snow in Buffalo, you're celebrating the 4th of July.
That's exactly what it is. So getting back to I completely forgot what I was
traffic.
Talking about.
Traffic. And traffic. You have three options.
Three options, and all of them were gridlocked. So that was, and that took me, you know, out of my euphoria. But then when I walked in the door, there on the table, prepared, was a home cooked meal. So I mean, how can you get upset about that?
It was it another chicken?
No, it was a pork loin.
Very nice.
Ooh. Some of it really fine.
Some of it really, really fine. What? How was it prepared?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger pork loin?
I don't know. Was cooked.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
And let me tell you why it's special for her to do this. I have anybody that does these podcasts, there are a variety of different setups. You can have professional studios. You can have people that do it at a kitchen table with something they bought at Best Buy. And then in some cases, you can have a hybrid, which is my situation, which is a mixture of, of being in a home area with mostly pretty high-level professional lighting and cameras.
In the old days, it would be called a home office, but you've taken it to the next level.
There are two, I don't know the term, so pardon me because I'm not a professional lighting person, but there are two there is a main light, and then there is a backlight, and then there is what's called a fill light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a standard kind of television thing. Now,
are you still in touch with him?
Who?
Phil.
Phil Light?
Yes.
The weight guru?
Yes.
No, he died of a heart attack.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I was going to go pigeon hunting with him.
Phil? Phil?
Phil Light?
Phil Light? So the one that I have, and I can't... it's the big one with the rectangular light on it, Rob. You know the one I'm talking
about?
That's
your main light. I think that's called your key light.
It's also the heaviest light.
Yes.
It is really heavy, and it's got a really heavy-duty stand, and it's got weights on the bottom of it to keep it stable, and it's really, really something you would see in a professional television studio and probably – when it was purchased for the show, was purchased at the top price, Josh. Just to throw that in there for you.
Oh,
because
I know.
Is it not LED?
So it's
it throws
LED.
Off. It throws off no heat and has a multiple choice of colors.
It's LED.
For Valentine's Day, we're going to light Mike in red.
Oh, I'd love that. I'm still debating as to whether to go full green screen or my background, but I don't know.
No, that. You know what? That always looks like you're trying to cheat somebody. I like your background. I like all of our backgrounds. They're very real.
This thing, and that was expensive too. So
yeah,
getting back to it. So With the new year, we were moving a lot of stuff in and out of here. I am looking to my left right now. And as I look to the shelf that has been now installed into Studio 4C, I'm looking at the mugs. I would say we have, I could almost count them, the wonderful coffee mugs that we have that are still for sale on the Mike O'Mara Show store. So if you want one, we've got them right in here. And, you know, if you order one, I'll take one off the shelf. I'll identify the person that ordered it, and we'll get it right out to you. That's a new thing. Is that too troublesome to do that, Josh, to for me to take a
you like know, a shout? Coffee mug?
No, like you'll thank them on the show?
No, just take or it like, right off the shelf. Yeah. So-and-so has ordered a coffee mug. Let me go get it right now, and I'll go get it. And
you can lick it and then put it in a box for them.
I'll lick it if they want me to lick. They can specify lick or no lick. So we're moving a lot of stuff in and out of the studio, and there's a ton of stuff that gets kind of jostled. And I come back in, and I realize that I have to do a little rearranging of the lighting. The problem is I'm the subject that you're lighting, so I need
tough.
Another set of hands.
Yes.
So I call upon Carla to come in here and do some
How do you call adjusting. Upon her for this task? Is it like, hi, I need your help, or no, honey?
No, no. It's the same way I always do. Would you like to see how it works?
Yeah, please.
All right. Hold on. This is this is how I call upon Carla.
Okay, very good.
Rigadoon! Stupid show.
And Mike, I think I have the music. If you wanted to practice, before we talk about Carla and the lighting, if you wanted to practice getting a mug, I have music for it.
Okay, let me hear the great. Again, I won't get up, but.
Okay, now Mike is going to walk over and find the mug.
That's the brand new Mike O'Mara Show extra large coffee mug. These coffee mugs are, I'll record that too. You write it, I'll record it.
All right, very good.
And when I go over, we'll play the Johnny Gilbert, Rod Reidy.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, and then I can say, well, the only thing that will have to be live is the name of the purchaser. So I'll just, so you can say, who purchased this mug, Mike?
Yeah.
And you can say, Jolene White, and then
you
we're done.
Keep the music going, and then I'll do my version of calling Carla again. Here we go.
Okay, very good.
Brigadoon! Or is that Bally High?
That's Bally High.
Brigadoon would be Brigadoon, Brigadoon.
Actually, may I suggest, Mike, if a
Ricola.
You can do, hey, Carla.
Ricola.
Hey, Carla.
Bally High. Sigh for King of the Forest.
Do you remember, Mike, when we did the Mike O'Mara Show Spring Break? I believe Location 2 was called the Bally High.
Power 105 WAVA, fantastic afternoon. How are you doing? If you're on the highways and byways right now, here's your local D.C. forecast. Snow, heavy at times, should be accumulating up to 8.5 to 10 inches in certain areas. So don't forget, this is where your friends are, ladies and gentlemen. Really excited. So coming up, we've got some more Duran on WAVA.
The Mike O'Mara Show, TMRS.
Thank you, Shadow.
That's enough playing today. So
yeah, let's get serious, Josh.
Yeah, I have to find my my crashing sound. If you can find a crashing sound while I'm telling this story.
Sure.
She comes in, and the main light over here that lights me from this side needs an adjustment. It's kind of coming
it
over
happens.
The top of my head.
Yeah.
And I'm not really paying attention. And I see Carla, by the time I saw her, she was twisting the wing nut.
Right.
And by the way, we got a cast full of them on today's show.
Hey, look out.
She was twisting the wing nut.
Yes.
halfway down.
Oh,
on
no.
the stand.
Yes.
That's not good.
No.
Because that's going to result in... well, it's a light, a heavy, like 20-pound light coming crashing down, which it did. That was really well done.
That
well done,
like
Fred.
20 pounds.
Really, really, really well done. That was well. I didn't have it either. I should know by now I have to get my own stuff. Or at least...
No. I like this one.
It came crashing down.
Yes. Maybe if I played two at once. Right, hold on, I'll multitracking. I can try for three.
Should really come to rehearsal.
No, it's fine. I think it's fine. The problem with the 20-foot light, 20-pound light, Josh, is that it gets heavier and heavier the higher up it is. It's like trying to raise an antenna on a mast.
Right.
An antenna doesn't weigh anything, but you put it at the end of an 18-foot pole, forget it.
Her thumb, she falls to the ground, clutching her thumb, and really immediately kind of sobbing. That's how bad the injury was. It was just, that's not funny.
Is that you in your chair?
That was stuck. But I've got
Mike,
it.
Mike
I've
is mirthless when that happened.
So
you got
she
it?
Adjusted Good. The wing nut and suddenly. How's that? Huh? Did I deliver on that? No, yours sucked.
No.
Mine don't suck. Mine are more comical, and you're trying to convey a serious story. I see.
Carla, don't touch that wing nut. Don't touch that. No. No. Save the Tom Hanks laughing, because I kind of think that. Carla, not the wing nut on the right. Not the right. No, not that one.
Marvelous. Some of it really fine.
So,
I'm just trying to. I see some that I haven't seen before.
What board are you on?
It's called falling.
So, not only did she injure her thumb, she took to the floor.
Yes.
Sad.
Followed by.
Yeah.
I don't know if you two have ever been through this with your significant others. Followed by. The reaction where I know I'm getting blamed.
Of course.
I
oh,
had
my God,
nothing
yes.
to do
yes.
with the initial crash that happened. See, Rob, that phantom makes you more thirsty. That's why you're pulling on it like you were on a bender last night.
No.
You know?
I drink soda like an alcoholic drinks alcohol. I just
That's
must have it.
That's not good for you. I'll reiterate that. You know, but I know it's all you have, so I won't do that.
That's the sound of my liver right there.
I'm just and then of course everybody that was in the studio with us. Okay, so I don't know.
And
I
then Mike,
one I have.
Then your handyman ran in.
And I'll do anything for food.
Okay, stop.
All right, so it was your fault.
She
Except it wasn't.
I think the quotes were, why can't you do anything on your own? This is, I do everything for you. She is inconsolable. She retreats holding her hand and going, oh, and I'm following behind her like the wuss that I am. Hey, honey, are you okay, honey? And then she takes one of the little flimsy bar stools we have at the kitchen countertop and flings it down, almost catching me on my foot. And, of course, because I was looking for some sort of sympathy, I pretended that it hit my foot so that maybe I get a reaction. Nothing. She goes into the
bedroom. I don't know who is worse. Really, when you break it down, I'm going to take out the fact that I know and love both of you, and I'm just going to start at a normal baseline. Throwing furniture at a spouse might be...
It's not. I have to correct. It was not throwing furniture. It was throwing the... It was in her way, and she just threw it down.
Okay, then, Mike,
so
I'm sorry.
Pain.
You're the worst person here because you pretended to be injured to garner some sympathy
softness. I did. I went.
Did it work?
Ow. No, because I stopped right away.
Did you do it like Joe Besser?
Not having any effect, so I went off of that ruse. That playlet was eliminated very quickly.
Abort.
It was not good.
You heard me.
Yeah. She goes into the bedroom, shuts the door. I follow in. And I'm like,
there'll be no
okay?
Herkel Durkel tonight.
And then she said, I just want to be alone. I just want to be alone.
But doesn't she say that a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
We live separate lives next to each other. Like, she'll be in her phone, and I'll be on my computer.
Yeah.
And we will occasionally watch something. I'll have that later in the show. A couple of programs that that we enjoyed quite a bit.
Programs that you looked at?
That we looked at on the television. Can I sound any more 65?
But, Mike, don't
you know
that— I
remember a guy down here.
Yes. Oh, no.
When I first moved down here, Oldie McOlderson.
Yes.
Having a birthday party for his wife. And it's like, well, I talked to the manager, you know, here, and they said it would cost a ton. I said, well, I don't know. I can't. That's a ridiculous price point on that thing. I can just grab some people and go down to the Bonefish. Nothing ever sounded older to me than that. Oldie.
I think, really, if you add "the" to any restaurant, it makes you like 15 years older.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Outback.
I'm going down to the Outback. We're going to go over there. We're going to go to the Carrambas.
The Carrambas.
All same company, by the way, you know?
Yes,
we're
going
to go to the Porterhouse shop or whatever the hell it is. The Longhorn. I said.
Longhorn, Mike.
I said, F you and your families, too. I'll take the whole goddamn family. Go down to the Longhorn. You prick.
I'm going to go down to the Lobster, Mike, get some of them cheddar cheese biscuits.
What? Why am I dealing with you at this this seafood shop, where you say you offer fresh seafood when I can get a better price once it's cooked, and they'll cook the whole thing for me down at the Red Lobster.
And they got aquariums,
right? So I said, honey, I understand. You know, you like your Asian food down at Ting Lee's, but you know, but why don't we just go into the Publix and get ourselves some sushi? Or we can go down to, you like the Chick-fil-A, we'll go down to the Chick-fil-A and do that. So she goes in, and she's sequestered in the bedroom.
Yes. She's not entertaining any visitors.
No. And my son, because if you want to know where he lines up on the subject,
yeah,
comes out when all this is going and says, Dad, what did you do to Mom?
Oh, he's programmed. He's programmed. Absolutely.
I'm done. Yeah, if we have a fight, I'm done. Because I do have a, I'm probably a little more, you know, harsh. Probably
well,
a little louder.
Mike,
you know?
Look on the bright side. This will make the custody battle easy.
So I wait, yes. I wait. I finally go in there.
How much time has passed, do you suppose?
10, 15, probably.
Ooh,
maybe
that's
10 minutes.
That's pretty close to the quick, but go ahead.
Yeah, because you know me.
Yeah.
Right? I have to have.
You have to resolve it.
I have to resolve it. So, by the way, if you're a resolver in a fight, this might be the resolver. I am the resolver. And if
new
you
on CBS, the resolver.
The resolver can never do that well in a fight. There is the resolver, and then there's the grudge holder. The grudge holder wins a lot of fights.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but it's true. Because if you hold the grudge and you're willing, my God, if you're willing to go to sleep at night,
yeah,
when something, hasn't been resolved, I go in there and I immediately go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I overreacted. And then I look at the thumb, and the thumb is already starting to discolor. And when I saw it last night when she came home, why are you laughing? Look at him. Look at Cruel.
I'm not laughing at her. I'm laughing about your
Did
methods.
You see him laugh when I said her thumb was discoloring? Wrong.
Mike. I wasn't laughing. I was being empathetic.
Different things bring him joy.
Yeah, I'm just a
strange
different kind
dude.
Of fella. Different
strange
kind of fella.
Strange dude. So this last night she comes home. It's black and blue, like severe dark all the way to the
Any swelling?
She works, yeah. Nah, maybe a little swollen. She works with her, you know, hands. Right.
I hate to bring it up early, but did she look like Demi Moore in her hand?
Now stop it. Don't skip ahead.
All
right? Show some discipline. Show some discipline. You have no discipline in your life whatsoever. Please have some discipline. We're going to discuss Demi Moore later in the show.
I
have a whole segment devoted to that movie that made an impression on you, and I'm very—
Well, it made an impression on you too.
Hold on. I can't tell you how happy I am that you did a little homework and watched that film so we can talk about it. That's a good thing. But Let's just, you know.
All right.
I'm laying out the whole buffet here.
I understand. Right? I understand.
So she apologizes. And
nice.
Sometimes, this is another thing, when I feigned being hurt by the chair, I will also play this game. I will say, she comes out from, I said, well, why don't you come out here? We'll sit next to each other. And
why don't
we'll
you come out here and make daddy some dinner?
No. I said, come out here. This is in the evening. This is happening. Sunday evening. I said, come out. We'll watch the Golden Globes. Come on. Mm-hmm. Let's come out. And she comes out, and I said, Michael's there, and he hasn't heard her apologize to me. I said, thank you for, and I kind of directed towards my son. Thank you. Like, my son's over here.
Right, right.
My son's where you are, and I'm looking at her, all right? Mm-hmm. And I say something like, so stupid. I'm so pathetic. Thank you for apologizing to me.
You didn't want to just say, Michael, did you hear who won the fight?
Yeah, I did.
It wasn't.
Check
a fight,
the charts.
Though. It was bad behavior on her part, and she copped to it, which was a good thing. She's not a big cop to it person.
Right.
She's
when
not.
When you realized that you were conveying this message to your son, did you look at Carla and did she give you a big thumbs up?
She is still dealing with it, and I got a home-cooked meal out of the deal last night. So
excellent.
She's not letting her thumb problem affect that, and she's off to the land of face massage today. So
another Carla adventure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it her right thumb or left thumb? Because I think the right thumb would be a trouble at the business, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I don't.
Hey, Mike, Cameron HyproCam in the chat room says 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
5, 6, 7, 8, winner gets a piece of cake. And then
winner gets a pork loin.
We no longer remember, my son and I, what the third part is. 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare thumb war. 5, 6, 7, 8, winner gets a piece of cake. And then you go, duh, duh. Wrestle.
9, 10, 11, 12, mom is staying home from work today. I think that's how it goes.
You're obsessed with your wife who is in the house. She's normally not in the house. You're all by yourself, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's like the way
Eric
you
Carmen.
Like it now, right?
I
you like
love
it a lot.
It. Yeah.
So what will be the plan today? How will your normal work day differ from the normal day you have
actually
with
because
her?
It's Tuesday, I have to leave the house. So it won't affect me.
Are you
much
going
today.
To the other place?
I'm going to the other place today, yeah.
In the snow?
Yeah. Okay. Once I get past my road, I'll be fine. And keep in mind, the Outback is a great car as long as you keep it right side up. It has optional snow traction built into it. So I'll be fine.
Okay.
And I just need to get past two roads to be okay.
But, okay, good.
So there's
enjoy.
That.
Enjoy
Thank
yourself.
You. And, I'll give your best to everybody.
This is Rob when he's going down his driveway today. When he's extra loud. Is that too loud, John?
Yeah, that was loud.
That's really loud. Well, I can't.
Well, it's a big car.
It's fine.
Let me change it in settings right now. Hold on, because I want to make sure we do things correctly. What the hell?
So no injuries in my house, actually, so that's good.
All right, now we're going to do that. We're going to save, and let's see if I made an improvement.
Much better.
Yes, and funnier.
Yes.
Funnier, too.
Funnier, too. So that's that. And
is she doing anything to maintain it? Is she icing it or anything like that?
Know. I'm done talking about it. She'll be fine. Yeah, it's not because she broke it. I said, can you bend it? That's
really
the hockey.
Fine.
That's the hockey thing.
Right.
Can you bend it? If you bend it, it's not broken. Yeah. That's all.
Is that what really, they did with your nose?
No, with my nose, Mulcahy said, get off the goddamn ice. You're bleeding all over it. I went upstairs by myself to the second level of the rink. Where all the tape and the towels and all that, and the door was locked. As I'm bleeding down the front of my shirt, I then went to the bench. We had one assistant coach or team manager
mm-hmm.
who I think gave me a towel. And I sat on the end of the wooden bench with my neck hanging off the end of the bench and put a towel on it. When I got home, my old man, God bless him, tough guy in his own way. I think anyone that served overseas in World War II
Different
has
breed.
That level of, what are you complaining about? And rightly so. Any combat veteran.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, combat veterans coming back from any theater would probably consider some of our complaints and whines in civilian life to be an absolute joke. So my friend said, I don't think it's broken. I don't think it's broken. And then I came down to breakfast the next day with the big black eyes.
Oh, two black eyes, yeah.
After it healed, I noticed the little fissure on the nose, and my nose was crooked, but never got it set. And then when I got into my career, what did the doctors say? I went to your ENT, Rob.
Oh, Dr. Mushtaq. He's great, yeah.
And he said, that is one of the worst deviated septums he'd ever seen. And I said, no, that's not the break. That's the cocaine. That's the liberal amounts of cocaine on the cocktail table. He said, you're liberal with everything, aren't you? You know, moderation in all things, including moderation. That's the way
And Mike, I think that we would be remiss if we didn't mention who that assistant coach was that gave you the towel. A young Bobby Orr.
Yeah, absolutely. Bobby Orr, even though he was still just retired at that particular point. Yeah, and I never got it fixed. My injuries were, I had two nose breaks that I know of. Mm-hmm. One was actually celebrating a home run by Joe Butera and getting clocked by Joe
right.
in the nose. And I think that was pre. I don't know whether that was a real break, but it sure felt like it. But the hockey stick from Joe Hendrickson, another Joe,
right.
with his long blonde hair, the poke check that came right across, the blade of the stick right across my nose, worst break I've ever had. And
am I imagining
shoulder dislocation in high school, getting thrown over a railing, essentially roughhousing. That
yes.
was it. And then
horseplay.
Both shoulders scoped. For what reason, I can't tell you, other than the fact that I have bad joints. Then the
Dude.
Bar fight that I got in where I blew out my ACL. I have a cadaver ACL in my right knee. That was done. And then two hip replacements, laser spine surgery, another scope shoulder, and that's it. I've had a few holes.
This may shock you, Mike. I have never broken a bone.
That's because you've never had a major kitchen accident. You
know? Well, Mike, I have
and
had a major
Mangina kitchen. Acres.
Stop it. Now, how dare you? You've gone from wife to mangina. That's not
and
funny.
And, Mike,
yes.
no trip to the doctors yet this year for you.
No trip. No
that's
trip
great.
To the doctors.
That's
However,
very good.
I threw an orthotic in my left golf shoe yesterday, and I believe that might be doing the trick to a certain extent. I'm wearing my UFOs today to my soft foot shoes that I wear around.
Where'd
the
house. You go? To the Kinney?
I'll show you my UFOs. Hold on.
Did you go to the Foot Locker?
I went to the Kinney shoes. I went to the rack room.
So Mike is now going to show. Mike, am I mistaken in remembering that the ENT told you that if he fixed your nose, that it might alter your ability and your voice? Not your ability, but your ability to do voices. Oh, those are
yeah. I was worried that I was worried that it would screw up my
boy. Those are really good looking shoes.
Yeah, they're not.
They really
they are.
Not
Mike, attractive.
I think I saw those on the red carpet for the Golden Globes. Those are nice.
I'm gonna clean them.
I think that's nice.
There you go. Excuse
what
me.
What is?
I know we're doing.
Are you using what screen cleaner?
Yes, I am. Yeah, you can clean anything with it. That's it.
Well, you can, but
what?
That's not what you want to use.
He uses that on his vegetables also. Anything to clean.
Scuff. I've got a scuff. I don't. How do you
go buy some
stuff?
New ones. You got to get some new ones. Those can be your around
expensive.
The house UFOs.
Yeah, they are wonderful. They are wonderful. Yeah. It's like walking on air.
Yeah.
It's like Mike, walking on air.
If Mike opened up like a house cleaning service, he would show up not with like a bucket and a vacuum. He would just have yellow cloths and screen cleaner.
If you happen to be near a Rite Aid or a Walgreens, I should say. Pick up this. Not being compensated for this.
Not yet.
Walgreens Lens Cleaner. Safe to use on coated, mirrored, and anti-reflective lenses. Perfect for cleaning phones, personal electronic screens, and more.
And
can't
shoes.
Get enough of this stuff, you know?
Yeah. The more has an asterisk, and if you look down at the bottom, it says asterisk shoes.
But you know what the best part is?
What?
Oh, God, that's a great smell.
Is it alcohol?
It's alcohol.
Stop it.
Yeah.
This is not kind.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Okay.
And take a whiff of this, and you'll feel like you're in a hospital.
Oh, so not like
that.
Not like a good vodka alcohol, like a real medicinal alcohol.
We have to take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll come back. I've got the printed roundtable for your listening enjoyment.
It's Epson-rific, isn't it?
By the way, so starting now, you buy a coffee mug. If you do it with this week, if you buy a coffee mug and we get your name, I will go to the coffee mug rack and I will take a picture of the coffee mug rack in this studio. As a matter of fact, I could do that right now.
Should I stop the music? We're not going to spots yet. Stop it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a little discombobulated.
Is your lens clean on that phone? You may want to clean it with your lens cleaner.
All right. Hold on. All right. There we go. All right. I'm going to send this to Josh right away. And through the magic of – why are you laughing at that? What did I do? What?
No, nothing. It's just this is exciting.
All right. Josh, I'm texting you this, okay?
Got
it. Okay?
Check your SMS messaging app. For the photograph, digital photograph.
Sometimes you really distract me, and I typed it wrong. All right, here we go.
This is going to jish.
All right. So the way it's going to work, because this is really in the studio, here in the studio.
Right.
When you get it. And it's going to be the rack will be over there. The only thing that it's next to is batteries. And that's the only thing that's on the shelf.
And aren't they car batteries?
There it is. I don't know if you can zoom in. Let me
That's beautiful. Look at that.
Let me get a better picture of that. Hold on a second. We got. What do we have?
Oh, I didn't know you had the TV like that. That's a nice picture.
Thank you.
Hold on. I can zoom in.
There you go.
You can zoom in?
Yeah.
There they are. There they are. Right
and
there.
Is that your? Doesn't that battery pack have a name? Isn't it like Mr. Battery or something?
Battery Daddy. Or Battery Daddy. Who's your daddy?
That's what it is.
Now we go to spots.
Okay, now let's have it.
As you set resolutions for 2025, consider how learning a new language can enrich your life, whether through travel, career advancement, or cultural appreciation. Learning a new language can help you connect with others and explore new cultures. Here's a great idea. Learn a language as a fulfilling New Year's resolution. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages like Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. Plus, Rosetta Stone has no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. This is a lifetime membership. You can keep learning from now until forever. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can take advantage of this New Year's special of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
No, you don't have to play it again.
Okay, well, stop
sake.
It
We're
then.
Fine.
I'll just
play
we'll go
the
to
music
commercial.
For the
right,
love of God, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, right everybody, now. I got news for you. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. Mm-hmm. A new year means new resolutions. So whatever you do, whatever you say, we'll only go through it together. Do it your own way with extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Oh, my God, the white peach. I love it.
What do you hear about the new flavor, Mike?
Yeah, they've got new sugar-free flavors, too. It's powered by Liv, L-I-V, Hydra Science.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid IV helps you break the mold. Flavors like their new hydration multiplier sugar-free raspberry lemonade.
Ooh.
tell them to get some. Get some over here ASAP.
You don't have it yet?
No, they used to.
Mine is great.
They've been a sponsor for so long, but when they first were sponsoring, I'd get buckets of this stuff, you know?
I think Carla's
hidden. I'll drink it all. Come on, send it along, Liquid IV. Please.
Carla is hiding it with the fruitcake.
Liquid IV, raspberry lemonade, sugar-free, a bright zero-sugar flavor combining notes of ripe, freshly picked raspberries.
Raspberry.
And citrusy, zesty lemon. Flippin' amazing. You know that I love Liquid IV. You see me drink it every day out of my Pizza Hut red cup, unless I have a terrible hangover, and then I drink Diet Coke. No, I don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
I did have three Guinnesses, though, at Happy
Hour. That hardly counts, as I recall.
Yeah, that was like 4:30 in the afternoon, which is a great time to day drink.
Well, it's a good time for, you know, with the snow and everything.
I digress. It keeps me going. I love Liquid IV. By the way, I drank two giant glasses of the stuff yesterday. You can choose from about a million flavors, plus three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Don't think you don't need it. The dry air of winter will dehydrate you before you know it. Liquid IV to the rescue. Plus, it works great on slippery steps when you've had a major snowstorm. Be safe. Tear poor. Live more. Liquid IV. Embrace your rituals, like picking Carrie up off the stairs when she slips and falls.
It was unfortunate.
Extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. Remember that. 20%. 20% off using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
News.
Trying to get back to my thing.
This is going to be good, Josh. Today's news is sponsored by Epson Printers. Extra sharp.
What? Why are you mocking my printer?
I'm not. I'm filling, by the way, Mike.
Pretty clear.
Oh, it looks awesome.
It was beautiful today to go through
Easy.
My routine the way I like my routine, all right?
Is it hardwired or is it Wi-Fi'd?
It's a Wi-Fi.
Nice.
And I saw yesterday it runs off Siri as well. I don't know why.
So I can say...
you can just tell it to print.
To print something. That's good. I mean, I like this stuff. From her work in American Pie to The White Lotus, Jennifer Coolidge has one of the most distinctive voices in mm-hmm. Hollywood. That character that she has played in every movie she's been in.
Sure.
But unfortunately, there are idiots out there that are upset because they have now discovered that it's really not the way she sounds. This makes no sense to me whatsoever. Jennifer used her real voice, as you may have noticed, at the Golden Globes. She still has that Jennifer Coolidge kind of walk. Like she's with child or something.
When you have those proportions, the walk comes naturally.
It was really kind of an odd walk that I mm-hmm. noticed when she was walking the red carpet. The internet is freaking out. One woman said, quote, "Has my entire life been a lie?" Another one said, "I feel bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray." Because she spoke without being the,
That's a hot dog.
By the way, if you want to see The White Lotus, is it season two? I want to say it's season two where she falls off the boat.
That is season two, yes.
It's the greatest.
That's a
the
great
greatest
show.
Ending to a character you will ever see. Meanwhile, Nikki Glaser went on the Stern show yesterday, dropped some of the jokes she didn't use on the Globes. The meanest one, I'll give that one to you. Michael, here's the joke.
Okay.
Michael Keaton was so great in Beetlejuice, and Alec Baldwin sadly did not come back to play a ghost because he was too busy making them.
God.
That's so cruel. But it's Nikki Glaser.
She's great.
And she killed, and she's getting all the accolades for it, and she deserves it. Bring her back next year.
Yeah.
I look forward to her. She is funny. Missed her when she was down here in Fort Myers. Damn it, I wish I'd gone to that show. I would have loved to see her stand up. A weird trend in movies has been developing over the past 50 years. This doesn't necessarily surprise me.
There's
been an uptick in characters talking about murder and killing. Even when the plot has nothing to do with actual crime. Researchers from many many prestigious universities, yeah. University of Maryland, University of Pennsylvania, Ohio State, studied over 160,000 English language films from 1970 to 2020. How's that if you're you're working as a what do they call them? The not the RA. What's the person? The physician? The professor's helper? The TAs. They said, quote, characters in non-crime movies are talking more about killing and murdering today than they did 50 years ago. Not as much as characters in crime movies, and the increase hasn't been as steep, but it's still happening. We found increases in violence across all genres. They added, quote, our findings suggest that references to killing and murder in movie dialogue not only occur far more frequently than in real life, but are also increasing over time. Interesting.
I don't see this. Is this something we should feel or sense or anything? Because
It's been the same. Ahead. It's been the same with the last 15 years of this podcast. More murder and more violence.
Every day.
Yes.
I will kill you, Rob. There were significant increases among both male and female characters, although it was more prevalent from guys. I guess in a movie that has nothing to do with crime, it's like, hey, I'll kill you if you touch that.
Well, yeah,
that
but
would
I mean,
be a reference to murder, right?
Watch a 1930s movie in black and white. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even have to be pre-code. They'll threaten murder and kill you and all that
Shane
stuff.
Shane Gillis, I'm such a big fan, does a bit where he talks about the way white people used to talk, which is,
We played it on here right before Christmas break.
I love it so much because it's like, if you look at the old movies, he's absolutely right. There we are. Pull the trigger with the line. But I think that when you saw a movie, well, then what's one of the sweetest movies we all just watched? It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
What's George talking about? Taking his own life.
Yeah, there and murdering Uncle Billy.
Well, you and I want to do that.
Yeah, of course.
You'll be happy to know when I watched it with my middle daughter.
Yeah.
My middle child, I should say, Elizabeth and Michael. I still called Uncle Billy an asshole.
Well, you should. You should. Yeah. And remember, how did Potter get up to the office?
And you know what? Rob talks to me over the break about Potter's wheelchair.
Oh, we talked about it on the show.
That was on the show.
Yeah. Okay, that was on the show. Thanks for reminding me what I do on the show, Josh, because otherwise I wouldn't remember.
Well, as a life, Mike, of entertaining, you don't have an off switch. You don't know what's on the show and what's around the house.
I will tell you that Rob mentioned how heavy it was, and then I watched It's a Wonderful Life after we talked about it, and that thing, it's like solid mahogany, right?
It would weigh 4,000 pounds.
It's this ornate back on the chair with the wheels, absolutely spectacular. I don't know. I don't know how he got up there. Pretty crazy.
I don't know either. Right? I think the seating area of the wheelchair, Mike, might have been wicker to let it breathe. But the actual ornate
old man Potter fart. Right. There you go.
George?
Where do you guys line up on Gaga? Are you Gaga?
I love
fans?
Lady Gaga.
You love? Josh, how about you? How do you feel about Lady Gaga?
It's fine. No preference either way.
Did you see A Star Is Born, Josh?
Suburb Music is really fine.
No, okay. No. She was
good. Really bad Joker movie.
Well, you see, I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay. Not worth our time. Would you agree?
I shut it off halfway through.
There you go. I won't bother.
That good, huh? Wow.
It's really a drag when something you might look forward to gets panned and then gets so badly panned that you follow the crowd and don't look at it.
Yeah.
I have no interest in checking it out. Gaga, Lady Gaga, tops the Hot 100 this week with her Bruno Mars collaboration, Die With a Smile. It's her sixth time reaching number one. Five other songs that she had go to number one. Just Dance, featuring Colby O'Donis. Or is it O'Donis?
It doesn't matter, because it's Lady Gaga.
Poker Face, 2009. Yes. Born This Way, 2011. Shallow, with Bradley Cooper, 2019.
Great song.
And Rain On Me, with Ariana Grande, in 2020. It's worth mentioning that Janet, Michael, and Gaga aren't exactly the only three artists to earn multiple number ones in three decades. McCartney, Rob's guy.
Mm-hmm.
Diana Ross, they also did it. But since it's a mix of their careers in the Beatles and the Supremes, and as solo artists, Billboard didn't include them. So Gaga's in rarefied air, and she deserves it. She's got a lot of talent. There's a clip circulating, a viral video of Lady Gaga shutting down a sound test and telling her bass player to modify the sound because it's too much vibration. And she does it in a wonderfully sweet and kind but authoritative way, which I found to be endearing, that she's a diva, but she's a good diva.
I think the music is really, really important to her. And also, you know, we're all giving her credit, but don't forget her husband, Lord Gaga. He's very good too.
Yeah, and when you want to call Lord Gaga.
How do you do it? This is how you call Lord
Gaga.
And then drop the mic.
Thank you. You want to talk about a good person. This is...
Oh, Mike, don't make me blush.
This is a guy that, man, it's just a wonderful story. I love it. I don't care what he's doing it for. I don't care about his motivations. Don't care that he's richer than Jesus. Doesn't matter. 36-year-old bartender in Houston had a very good Christmas. All thanks to one artist. Renee Brown is a single mom with no other family. She works two jobs and also homeschools her daughter. She was working the late shift at a neighborhood bar called The Rail Yard on Christmas Eve. It was a slow night until Post Malone showed up. He showed up with a shaboozy and a few friends. She told the publication Music Mayhem that the group hung out on the patio and played songs on the jukebox from about 12:30 to 2 a.m. Then Post went to pay the check, but he didn't have one. So, you know, he didn't have what? The check? His friends and a few regulars bought all his drinks.
Oh, he didn't have a check.
He didn't have a check because they bought all his drinks.
Understood.
But he wanted to leave a tip. So he asked Renee to charge him for something, even though it was just a penny or a dollar. She ended up charging him a dollar. That's when she started closing down. And then she checked his receipt as he walked away. He tipped her $20,000.
That's
$20,000.
Awesome.
He was still there. So
I bet actually, Mike, it was only $19,999 because the dollar goes to the house. Right.
She tracked him down, just started crying. There's a photo of the receipt and a shot of just the two of them smiling. You know, this is the guy's rap, and that's his image, and I'm fine with that if you want to live your life like that. She says he was the most humble celebrity she's ever met. If this message reaches him, I know I told him that night how grateful I am, but I'd like to reiterate that he helped me in ways I can't even begin to explain. She said she's been struggling to scrape by, hasn't had a car for 2 years. $20,000 was life-changing money for her, and I love that story. Way to go, Post Malone.
Do you think there's a chance that when Post saw the bar called The Rail Yard, he thought it might be an adult bar? Because it does sound like something from the Midwest, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe a place that that our group has frequented.
Well, maybe one particular person in our group, yes.
Yeah, just change rail to lumber, and you've got the joint that we went
to.
Sure if it still exists, though. According to a survey, nearly half of all Americans carry backup underwear. The reasons why include an accident. It says in case they have an accident. I don't know if they're talking car accident or poop your pants accident.
But well, sometimes they're related.
Another one is changing clothes during the day after a trip to the gym or because they're clumsy and might spill something on themselves. A lot of different reasons. 70% of people who carry spare underwear say they have had it come in handy at least once. And this is more common among younger generations. 60% of Gen Zers and 57% of millennials say they have, in case of emergency, undies with them that they carry.
I've never done undies. When I was at my colon worse, I did keep a pair of jeans in the car just in case. Ugh. Never had to use them. Never did. But, you know, it's worth thinking ahead.
Do you really? You know what's funny about Rob? Sometimes Rob misses how gross he is even when. So you had outerwear. But not underwear.
No, you know what? I guess maybe
so
I had both.
So you had jeans, so if you through your underwear and
horrible
jeans,
word. Yeah.
You would take off the underwear and put your poopy butt back in a jeans
you know,
commando.
Mike, coming to think of it, there must have been underwear involved, but I only remember seeing the jeans.
Your first answer is what we're going for.
All right, that's there fine. Mike, this just in, by the way, not to change the subject. Okay. Lumberyard opens tonight at 5 p.m., and it's the best adult entertainment club in Polk County.
Polk County, Iowa, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's
bring your own booze.
It's in Des Moines, and it's Northeast 54th Street. Check it out.
Well, thank you for sharing the Gene story. I appreciate it.
Take your spare underwear.
Take your spare underwear with you. And on a related note, a psychologist has revealed how you can notice if someone doesn't like you almost immediately, solely based on their body language. Francesca Tinian, a Romanian native based in the U.S. who studied psychology at City University in London, explained the five ways that you can tell someone just isn't into you.
All right.
One, avoiding eye contact. The psychologist said this suggests they're trying to avoid a deeper connection or conversation. Another sign to look out for involves pursing lips. Pressing lips is a nonverbal cue of irritation, stress, or disapproval. Another one, you can also tell if someone dislikes you when they turn their body or feet away from you during a conversation.
So that I've heard that. I've heard that.
That would be something along the lines of this one here.
Yeah.
What? What is that?
Carla, can you help me with this light?
Yes, thank you. Sorry you smashed your thumb. Let's see. A lack of genuine smiles or limited facial expressions signals disinterest. We get that from Josh Soroka every single day. But we power through it. We power through it on this show because we know that his personality is a loving, caring, dedicated person and family man.
It's like swimming with weights. He makes us work a little harder.
Yep. A lack of genuine smiles indicates disinterest, lack of warmth in the interaction, primarily women to men when they show that kind of look. All these reactions can be found in the new book, How Women Behave Around Rob Spiewak.
Stop
Thank
it.
You.
That's
Thank
horrible.
You, ladies and gentlemen, I know.
I feel like a punching bag.
It's a brutal, brutal comment.
It is a brutal layoff, I tell you what.
I apologize. We'll take a break, and we'll come back to talk about two quirky, weird movies you can eat. And we'll do it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, Carla mentioned to me not once, not twice, three times over the holiday, that she loves our sponsor, Laundry Sauce.
Yes.
It's a drag doing laundry, but our next sponsor has made the ritual of laundry day so much better. This podcast powered by Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce created the world's best-smelling laundry detergent in simple-to-use, high-performance pods. Laundry Sauce has transformed doing laundry into a luxurious and exciting experience. So what's the secret behind it, behind Laundry Sauce? They partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, the same team behind many of your favorite designer scents, from Australian sandalwood. This is Australian sandalwood.
All hail!
Yes. Or Egyptian Rose. Say, has anybody seen
It's not the right song.
Egyptian Rose. Siberian Pine.
Yes. Favorite. You
Anything
love it.
With that pine, Fraser fir, Christmassy, in the woods of Maine smell. I love it. Laundry Day is never going to smell the same. When I first used the Siberian Pine, Carla thought I changed my cologne. That's how good it smelled. If you aren't happy, send back your laundry sauce for a refund. No questions asked. Now is the time to elevate your laundry ritual with Laundry Sauce. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find, but you got to use our code TMOS for 15% off your order. One last time, laundrysauce.com/TMOS. That's enough TMOSs, okay? I mean, we have plenty.
Mike,
that's the promo code
in doubt,
in case you didn't
when
know.
In doubt on any website, type 15%. In TMOS.
That's 15%, right. Ladies and gentlemen. All right, on the break, I had the pleasure of looking in on two really quirky movies that were getting good reviews. The first one that got a really good review was this movie called The Substance, and Demi Moore recently won the Golden Globe for Best Actress because of this film. Rob watched it last night.
Yeah.
I don't think Josh has had the opportunity, although Josh consumes a lot of content online.
No.
I will tell you that taking this premise to the extreme is something the simple premise, and I'm not giving anything away here, is the substance is a drug, essentially, that you take
black market drug,
to kind of like clone yourself into a younger version. Would that be accurate?
It is a very modern take on the Portrait of Dorian Gray, is how I would say it. Is that you've got a way to create a young person. The Portrait of Dorian Gray.
What the F is the portrait? Josh, do you know the Portrait of Dorian Gray?
Yes, I
you do.
Oh, snap!
Yeah. It's a
read
book
a book,
I
had dear.
To, shut up, Rob. Hold on. Shut up. Tell me what it is. Come
it's
on.
It's a book you had to read in high school.
Okay.
And he would like look at this picture, and the picture would get stay younger, and he'd get older or something.
The pastor is the picture
a book you had to read in high school.
One of the all-time classics.
It was
I'm sorry.
The Great Gatsby and this stupid book about a portrait in the attic.
Yeah. That's it. And that's Josh's high school career right there.
But I have no idea the movie you're talking about.
Okay, so. It's a book. So
it's the book.
And a movie, but mostly it's a book.
All right. Thanks for your reference from 1910. So anyway.
Drop it at the golf course today. They'll think you're great. They'll all remember
it. Dorian Gray?
Yeah, because they're all older. They ask if they have a painting in their attic.
Got the original copies.
A variation on a Hollywood theme that's been used multiple times. But the difference is you're going to be blown away by the special effects in this. And the lady that plays the younger version of Demi Moore was also featured in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Margaret Qualley.
She is the one who, the hippie that flirts with Brad Pitt when they're on the way out to the Spahn Ranch. And she is...
You know, she has famous heritage.
She is comfortable with her body. Is it Andie MacDowell?
Yeah, that's her mom.
Andie MacDowell's kid?
Mm-hmm.
And she's yeah, it's her body the whole time. Naked, 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 naked. Lots of the anal cleft featured predominantly in this film. I'm driving people to this movie right now. Anal cleft featured in Dorian Gray.
There's no anal cleft in Oscar Wilde's Dorian Gray, Mike.
There you are.
The thing that, what were we talking about before the show? There was plenty of nyeh.
There was a lot of nyeh, nyeh in it.
Yes.
And the nyeh, nyeh is, first of all, Demi Moore still and has been a fitness maniac for her entire career. And she still looks, you know, she's done the plastic surgery thing a little more than I would have liked, but she still is a workout goddess, and she looks it when she's
question. And it's a thought I had during the movie last night. I know we don't play the game "Who would you do" anymore, but if you were forced to choose between Margaret Qualley and Demi Moore, who would you go with?
That's creepy.
Is
that's it? A creepy choice. Yeah, it's creepy because it's like, I mean, the young girl is very young, like extremely young. So I think as far as a contemporary, I would date Demi Moore.
I would go with Demi Moore too. But I don't think Margaret Qualley is young enough to make it creepy. I think she's upper
20s. 30 years old.
Is she 30? Well, that's another one you win on. That's great. She didn't look 30. She looks much younger. She plays it much younger.
Yeah. There are points in the movie when Demi Moore looks older than 30.
This is true. How did you like it? Did you dig it?
I loved the first 75% of it.
We are absolutely on the same page.
And I can tell you the exact moment they lost me.
Okay, it's probably the same time.
I'll just say this. One of the characters looked like Peter Boyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was too much too
fast.
Where
it lost me, Rob, maybe a little further along for me.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it turned into like a claymation movie.
Yeah,
that's kind of where.
Oh, the end is great.
It doesn't take away from the entertainment value of most of the movie, right?
It is a great telling of a story, and it's wonderful. And you know who's really good is God. What's his name? I can't think of his name. Not the crazy one, but his brother that plays the network executive.
I don't remember. I don't remember that. It was not that.
I'll have it for you in a second.
The thing about it, when Demi Moore accepted her Golden Globe, she described the script as bonkers. And
it is bonkers.
Beautiful, beautiful description.
Dennis Quaid, Mike. Dennis Quaid was the guy who played the network
executive.
That's
right.
And he was great.
Job. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for that. That was notable. It really is. So check it out. It's called The Substance. Now, the other one I wanted to
don't watch it with your kids because there's a lot of nyeh in it. And not always great nyeh.
It says it's a horror movie?
Yes.
I would call it a dark comedy. Wouldn't you?
I don't know if it's a dark. No. I think it's a horror movie. I think it's a horror movie.
We'll see.
Speaking of horror movies, the other horror movie is called The Heretic. It stars Hugh Grant. He was nominated for a Golden Globe in it. And if you want acting chops, Hugh Grant has transitioned. into the most his romantic lead.
Hey, Hugh.
Back when he was banging hookers in his car, he was a romantic lead. He survived that scandal.
Yeah.
And he's gone on to, I believe it's the kids' movie Paddington, where he plays an evil guy in that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's played some evil characters. The Heretic is no exception to that.
Was he not an Oompa Loompa, too, recently?
He was.
Yeah.
In the latest Wonka.
And Hugh Grant, just the quality of his chops as an actor carries you through this. And Rob, once again, in that horror genre, because they feel the need for the fireworks display to have the finale, it gets a little bonkers at the end. But the lead up with Hugh Grant and the scariness of
Is it a satanic possession type movie?
Yes, it is. And
all right. Does he wear buckled shoes?
He's so good in it.
Yeah.
He is so sinister in it. He's so over the top scary in it that it makes the movie up until it gets a little wigged out. And you're like, okay, it can end. And the way I react to those horror thrillers is, you know, when they feel like they have to appeal to the smaller intellects because they have to, as opposed to coming up with a plot twist, they really just have to special effect you to death.
Yeah.
I react that way to
people
a lot
want
of movies
the payoff
in the genre. And I don't care. But leading up to it, oh my God. Really,
fun.
Right next to Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs with the way he was sinister in this. And it's great. Josh, you probably might not be a really good idea for you to watch it.
I don't know. I was just looking at it. It looks intriguing.
It's intriguing because it is a. It is a it's a movie about Christianity, and it is it's interesting. You handle everything. You might be able to
Mike,
handle
Mike,
back
that, to the substance,
know.
A question.
Yes.
First of all, about three quarters of the way through, Carrie looked at me and said, and she was doing okay with it until about the same time I was, she said, "Now, this was free or we paid for it?" So she was
you get the same thing from your wife, right?
Yeah,
what was this Amazon charge?
But the other question I have is, when she did that great Golden Globes acceptance speech, and it was the best part of the Golden Globes when Demi Moore won.
I agree.
And she said it was nice not to be a popcorn actress. She'd been labeled a popcorn actress, and she'd never been rewarded for acting. She did a fine job in this. But as I left it, I said, this is a popcorn movie. This is not an acting movie as much as being rewarded for, like, say, something based on historical fiction or a classic. It's not a dialogue-driven acting movie.
I agree. But at the same time, you know, when she was called that, the type of actress that producer was probably referring to is a young, beautiful pop queen. And when actresses get to a certain age, they are no longer considered that. That's what the point. The only people that are getting roles as they age, women in Hollywood, unfortunately, seem to be the women with the real acting chops. And I think that's the point she was trying to make.
I guess. But I think I really did feel it was a thank you for your career type award.
Got a little. Yeah. I don't think we're spoiling anything by saying it's a little dumb at the end.
And
Josh, you were going to say something.
No, I was going to say that. To Carrie's point, whether I pay for a movie or if it's free piped into my home definitely changes how I judge a movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
I think we're not alone. I think a lot of people feel the same way. We are up on a break. We got to take a break right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, just let me say, as we go to break, if you like an older actress, Happy's Place. NBC on Monday nights and streams live the next day on Peacock. Happy's Place with your favorite actress.
This is Reba McEntire.
There she is.
Yeah, beautiful.
We wouldn't be doing our job. That's his obsessive compulsiveness right there. He has to get it in every show.
And you know what? You love it.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, if you love a little glass of something in the evening, we enjoyed it over the holiday, but you hate waking up with that awful cloudy head, I've got just the thing. I'm talking about Soul's Out of Office Microdose THC Gummies.
So good.
Did you know that you can buy hemp-derived THC products legally anywhere in the U.S. through our partner, Soul? I had so many nice little dreamland sleepies because of Soul. Soul's out-of-office gummies are perfectly microdosed with the hemp-derived THC and CBD to give any day that chilling on-the-beach vibe. Out-of-office gummies give you that warm, fuzzy, euphoric microdose feeling without sending you to the moon, Alice. You can go for a jog, watch your favorite TV show, or head out to a party. Whatever, they taste amazing, and their effect is wondrous. It's a great way to kick off 2025. Soul can help with sleeplessness, anxiety, focus, and pain. And Soul's products are grown right here in the USA, organically farmed and gluten-free. Start 2025 with Soul. Head to GetSoul.com. Use that code you love, TMOS, 30% off your order. That'll get you that. 30% off your order using the code TMOS. One last time, GetSoul.com. Code TMOS. 30% off. Rob, I had to get a ham update from you because Rob, over the holiday, sent a little, he sent pictures of food with his, black eyed peas for New Year's? Is that what
it is? Yeah, and that's good luck. So far, so good.
Okay, very good. That's good. You haven't dropped dead yet. That's a good thing. I think
that's very cool. Do you have any New Year's food traditions? Because for our house, it was always black eyed peas, and a later addition was 12 grapes at midnight. That's a Spanish tradition. You ever done that?
What I do, my New Year's tradition is I make individual dishes for every single person in my house.
That is a lie.
Yes, I forgot about the hit at the end.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
One more time, please.
All right, I'll have to give you another one. What's great is on this particular holiday break, we had about two full weeks off, and every day for me started at 5 a.m. in the gym.
That is a lie.
And you can hear even the overacting with Faye Dunaway slapping. And then she tackles her.
I did not take that movie in over the holidays. I have to remedy that.
So how is you? But you did get a ham.
I got the Spanish ham, the Serrano ham that comes with a knife and a sharpener and a ham cover and a block to keep it displayed. Mike, the ham is massive. It's an 18-pound ham. And I did my best to eat what I could over the holidays. But
carve chunks of it off and
Mike,
just inhale them.
If you follow the instructions, it is okay to leave it out unrefrigerated, and it will keep because it is a preserved meat. And you know what? It is delicious. I would put its flavor somewhere between prosciutto, and it's very close to prosciutto, leaning a little bit towards country ham. If you've ever had that, very
it's a nice
salty
combo. It sounds like, right?
It's delicious.
Would you just kind of cut off a slice when you're walking past?
I've done that. Okay. I've also, what is really good is a few slices on a King's Hawaiian roll because there's a little sweetness to the roll and a saltiness to the meat. That's great. But I haven't had a chance to eat.
We're out of the King's.
And I'll do anything for food. I can eat two dozen eggs.
Mike, there was a little bit of ham strife over the holidays because.
So would you take your?
Okay, go ahead.
What's your ham again? What's
a Serrano ham?
Would you take your Serrano ham, cut a little slice off, and then like fold it so it fits on that little square roll?
No, it was Mike. The strips are almost where I'm at in the ham now. Is they're almost
you're down
shaped
to the bone, pretty much.
No, right? I haven't seen a bone yet. Okay. They're almost like bacon strips. They're long and thin.
Yeah.
So I do two or three and lay them, and so the goodness is spilling out of the roll.
Did you get one too, Josh? Did you get
a ham?
I
did not.
Next All year, right. You must, because they're very tasty.
I was waiting for Rob's review.
However,
okay,
Mike,
is a rave.
There is a bit of ham strife. Is as you know, at your house and my house as well, there is a spending freeze. And I went and bought the ham and got it and wrapped it and made it a gift from Robert. And Robert was equally pleased to be a part of the scam. But
Hold on, you made it a gift from him?
Yeah, I wrapped it up so Christmas Day it would say to Dad from Robert. And I said, you're giving me a ham. He said, the ham?
Oh, so is that to keep it from your wife?
Well, for a while, yeah.
Yeah. $100 price tag.
Okay,
yeah.
so you did that under the guy. And does she, like, on Christmas Day, does she buy into that so you can get the ham?
Not for a second. Not for a second. And
what'd
it was Christmas
say,
Day.
As soon as you opened it, did she track with it at all? Had she seen the thing in the
No, she
box
sort store? Of made a face and turned away, and I thanked Robert. And then in secret, I thanked Robert for playing along. And Julia even played along. She said, I told him you wanted that ham. And he said, yeah, Dad, I knew you had to have it. And then it came up in that sort of dead area between Christmas and New Year's when Carrie said, you know, I'm kind of stressed out by the ham. She said, I don't need you.
Did she check the price of it? Is that
All money flows through her. She says,
lecker.
She says, you know where we are, and the last thing I need is for you to go out and buy a $100 ham. And I said, okay, but there's really no way I can hide it because it's too big to go anywhere except the counter. So I couldn't really eat the ham when she was around.
But she had to love your reaction when you put it in the kitchen and told the whole family.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
It's not what I got at all. It's not what I got at all. But, Mike, I will end with this tale. Is on New Year's Eve, I was cutting it. And it's great. Carrie was pet sitting New Year's Eve, so I could have all the ham I wanted out in front of everybody. Let the world know I could eat as much ham as I want. Just pounding it down. And it's hard to slice because it's so salinated. There's so much salt in it that it gets firm. It has a very sharp knife with it. And so cutting it, and the knife slipped.
You cut yourself too?
Right there. You got one too?
You too.
You right there, you can too? See it on my right there. You see that on my ring finger? Yeah, that little cut.
We're just aging and getting feeble. That's what caused it. But how is the knife? Is the knife a decent
knife?
Quality?
Is great. I went and I washed my hand and I said, you know what? I've got to be careful. And I went back and to cut some more ham. And the knife slipped again. And that's when I got the cut that probably should have a stitch or two. It flew into, ow, the upper part of my thumb knuckle, and it's been bandaged tight since then. When I undid the bandage yesterday,
so you
it was
so
still bleeding.
Into your ham that you
it
went back.
It slipped.
And but you're eager. You're rushing.
I rushed the ham.
Is anyone else eating this ham?
That's a great question. I was going to say the percentage of ham you've ingested compared to the rest of the family.
Now, Robert's still home.
Robert is home, and Robert is a carnivore. Robert loves meat. But if you were to break down the percentage of who ate what, and I'll be as honest as I can here, thinking ahead, I've eaten 100% of the ham. And you know what? I'm okay with that because this thing will last 6 months. It's going to make me a pot of soup. It'll make me a pot of beans.
You sold it. You've sold that ham. They ought to send you a free one just for talking about it. That's fantastic.
Gracias to the Serrano ham people.
Serrano ham. I want one now. I wish they'd have a fire sale on them, you know?
If it had a fire sale, all the fat would render out. You don't want that. You want the ham on. And you know what?
Serrano ham.
Any dish that you have to assemble a piece of hardware before you can eat it.
That's
because
awesome.
There's a rack for it.
That's awesome.
It just sits on my counter. Hello, ham.
Oh, last question about your ham.
Yeah.
Serrano ham, we've mentioned it. Worth $100?
I say yes. But you know what? Ask me again at the end of the ham cycle.
The ham cycle. Still hasn't seen the bone yet. Very, very exciting. That's awesome.
The only time I saw a bone was when I cut my thumb.
We're going to come back with a little break here and then some beautiful video for each and every one of you. And if I have a moment, let me remind you, bonus show subscriptions. If you're on the fence or you haven't done it yet, get it. Get your bonus show subscription. It's not like it's the end of the world if you don't. We just won't do the show anymore. Sorry, somebody had to say it, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard it on the show. You've seen it on social media. And now you can have your very own. It's the official TMOS Loud Cup.
Oh, you have it. Good. Mike, I wanted you to do a musical presentation today, if you would.
Yes.
Play along to this popular favorite. I think you'll know your part. Wait. Nope, not yet. Here we go.
Start it again. I'm gonna get it the right.
Okay.
Right,
all right. Place,
all right.
Yeah.
Now you've made it a quest for me.
Yeah. This is Tijuana Taxi by Herb Alpert of the Tijuana Brass.
A little louder for me, please. Oh, see, it's on the last note. You got to do it.
Okay,
one
more
time.
Right,
God damn, that's tough. All right.
Yeah. It would be easier if you were here. I'm sorry.
I know. I hope I get it right this time.
I think you will. I'll t-
take it.
That works.
Thank you. Loudest drinkware in town. It's a 20-ounce insulated cup. No more freezing your hands off. That comes in three colors. And the best part, proudly emblazoned with the TMOS logo. This one right here. And that's a sticker. That's not, I don't even have a real one. I don't even have a real one.
They're
it's
coming, though. They're coming.
It's a delight. Get yours. Support the show as well. Just click store. It's so easy and fun to use. Fill the loud cup with your favorite alcoholic beverage. Drink till you vomit and then blow that thing as much as you possibly can. Turn the cup around and activate the horn by blowing into it. Even a moron can do it.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Hey, you're doing it wrong, moron.
The volume will increase the harder you blow.
This is true.
The louder the horn will be, too. Blow hard, real hard. Hard as you can. Hard as you can.
You know what's in my loud cup right now?
What's that?
Ham.
Ham.
A cup full of ham.
Liquefied ham. Each loud cup features a double wall insulated design and fits in a standard cup holder. Plus, the snap fit lid keeps your drinks safe. Yeah, you don't want anybody stealing them. It's the TMOS Loud Cup. Buy it now at the store at MikeOMaraShow.com and get loud, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, yeah.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Oh, music power.
Baby, come. Music power.
Mike, if you are a rapper, say your name is, and I wrote it down so I get it right. He's from Texas, a rapper named Z-Lo, or Tulo. I can't tell if it's a two or I think it's Tulo. If you're a rapper named Tulo and you're doing a video podcast, why do you need to bring a gun? And why do you need to have it in your pocket? And why do you need to monkey with it during the podcast? I will say this. No one was seriously injured. Okay? This is the rapper's on the right.
Choices. Who shot who? Somebody got shot?
Has he got his face covered?
I hope.
Nope. He doesn't.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But let's watch it one more time and just... Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, it's the guy in the white shirt.
All right, run it again. Let me
and see. Watch his pocket because you actually see the flash.
It's not a sharp picture either.
No, right? It's not because it's not captured well. But the audio of the gun going off and the flash in his pocket, just know this. He was injured, but not seriously.
Oh, there's the flash. Did he get hit?
Yeah, in his leg. Yes.
In pain.
Yeah, he shot himself.
Yeah.
Wow. But I mean, it looked like the reaction was pretty mellow for somebody who shot himself in the leg.
Well, you know how you get all hopped up and excited when you're doing a podcast.
Well, that's my favorite part is the entire studio. No one's freaking out that a gun went off.
No.
They're just like, who got shot?
Who got shot?
There you go. Wow.
Mike, I know that you're sad you missed Nikki Glaser, but maybe you could see this guy if he comes to your town. He's playing in select cities, and I hope to God yours has been selected. The act is called Bill Murray and the Blood Brothers. And Bill Murray is doing a tour, not with comedy, not with talking about his movies. He's singing. Bill Murray is singing, and he's not a great singer. Here's Bill Murray singing The Kinks. He looks so sleepy. Would you pay $10 for that? I don't know how much the tickets are, but I know he's, you know what?
He's a quirky dude, man.
People have said it for years, but he is weird.
He's weird.
Yeah.
The closest he'll be to us is Atlanta.
I'll be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Book my flight now. No, thank you. Not.
Mike, one of my all-time favorite, if I was forced to list my two top favorite bits that I've ever seen you do, one would be Jackie Stallone calling in after she kidnapped Dwight Gooden, which never happened.
Wow.
It was very silly. But
in my basement.
But the other one has to be, and Mike, it'll take you back to January 6th of 1992. Do you remember when AT&T came out with the picture phone?
Oh, my God. Remember, it was such a space age concept back in those days.
And
right?
Charlie bought one, but he only bought one. so right. he couldn't use it with anybody. So
yeah,
that was Charlie's
bit. Anybody he would see anybody. No,
it works with any phone.
So, Mike,
that's the way it goes.
It is now 32 years later. Here is the news story on CNN from January 6, 1992 about the picture phone.
Ever wonder what your mother looks like when you explain you are not coming for dinner? Or how about your boss when running late in the morning? You will soon be able to find out.
No matter what you may have heard,
this
we
guy.
Are not changing AT&T's legal name to American Telephone and Television Company.
Ha ha!
But what we are doing is changing the nature
this guy.
Yes.
of communications today.
Get ready to reach out and touch what AT&T
Look how clunky it is.
First color motion video phone for the home.
You guys look great too.
As a demonstration, AT&T used actors Robert Wagner and Jill St. John in Los Angeles to see and talk with daughter Katie in New York.
Mike, when That's you right. want to test a picture phone, get the cast of Heart to Heart.
Although Robert Wagner was in it, but Jill St. John wasn't in it. She wasn't in Heart to Heart.
That's right. It was
Stephanie Powers.
That's right. Mike, I doffed my cap
that?
To thee. Very
How
good.
How about that? I got one. That's a. But when you look at it, you know, you've got a general concept of what we use now. That's
yeah.
kind of what we're doing.
Except it was also transmitting images at 10 frames a second.
So it's really not a motion picture.
No, what it is, it's sending you 10 pictures, and yep. it's a flip book.
It's early FaceTime.
It yep. is. It is.
Absolutely.
And let us close with this. I believe we've reached that time. Good news, Jelly Roll is such a lovely person. And if I had all his money and he's had a great year, I would buy the things that make me happy, too. He bought cows. He bought baby cows.
Oh! We got cows!
That's a big jacket.
What's up, Big Clark? Are you excited, Kayla?
I'm so excited.
Hello, Big Ray. Look, tonight will be the night that I'll be before for you.
And what's great, Mike, is after he talked to the cows and showed them to his kids, he ate them.
Cow sushi, right there in the field.
Just, come on, cows!
Yeah, yeah. And the backyard has the pigs, where they're turning them into Serrano hams, ladies and gentlemen.
Watch your fingers.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another brand new episode. I really hope that tomorrow I get to come into this studio and select a mug from the wall of mugs. And if you'd like your name to be mentioned, buy a mug right now, and you could be featured on the show tomorrow.
Mike, what happens?
As I lick your mug.
They will be inducted into the TMOS Hall of Mugs.
I am really not sure that the licking of the mug will be something I want to do in a routine way. But I'll
yeah,
figure
because
something
just
out.
Just wait 14 years and someone in Sacramento will have cloned you.
Yes. or solve the crime I was involved in. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody, for Josh Sorokin and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
See you later, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.